Thank you all for standing by, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's GTC 2017 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star 1 on your telephone. Please be advised the conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, 21st of March, 2018. I would now like to hand the call over to your speaker, Ms. Malgorzata Zaplica. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you today at our call, on which we're going to discuss 2017 great results. The presentation will be conducted by Thomas Kurzmann, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. I will give the floor to Thomas. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon from my side to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're very pleased to elaborate on our great and record results from 2017. But before we start with the working on the or elaborating on the presentation, I would like to take you a minute back to the spring telephone conference of 2015, where we presented our growth strategy first time and also made a promise to be able with the capital raise, which was only projected at this time, was still not approved, the money was not with us. We projected in spring 2015 that the company is able to double the income producing asset volume, and basically to double the volume of the company in the next 3 to 4 years. So we are now 3 years after this call. We can confirm that already now that we made it, because 3.5 to 4 years is still 7, 8, 9 months ahead of us. All the properties we need to fulfill the promise under construction will be completed by the end of this year. So basically, the target we set at this time was absolutely met, even if it looked a bit, uphill back in 2015. Now, what we did to have another target and to set another goal for the company, all these managers and employees, we had an exercise, what we call a kind of potential performance analysis of GTC. And for that, we had quite intensive discussions with a lot of external strategy consultants. We had a look at public available graphs like interest curves, yield development expectations, indexation expectations, which means inflation forecasts. And at the same time, we had internally, operationally, a look at our platform, at the structure of GTC, the ability of the teams, and the ability of the same platform to do more developments and more asset management. So basically, putting all these findings together, we defined our new target to double the EPRA NAV in the next 4 to 5 years. And let me start now with page 3 of the presentation, where this is also put on the headline. Going back to the presentation for the results, we are very happy to be able to present profit before tax with an increase of 51% up to 189 million in 2017. We are having an increased EPRA NAV of 20% up to 1,073,000,000. The EPRA NAV per share increased 17%. The difference between 17 and 20% is, of course, since some of the investors took the chance, instead of receiving the dividend last year, they took shares, so the number of shares was increased slightly. The gross margin is also improved. This is the scale of economies. We have more assets under management and not a linear increase of labor costs. In place NOI is up by 20% to 110 million. The FFO1 increased 13%. The recommended dividend for 2017 is now 33 groschi per share, which makes an absolute increase of 22% to the dividend from last year. Very important, also a very, important parameter of our operations and efficiency is that our financial team managed to get the average interest rate for GTC Group financing and the property of GTC Group down from 3.2% to 2.8%. This is an absolute great result, and still keeping the net LTV at 42% only. Completions and acquisitions boost the profit and the NOI. We have a development profit of 105 million. Acquisitions of income generating properties was a bit below our target, but still amounted to 46 million euros. But we could acquire two great office buildings, one in Belgrade and one in Bucharest. And in average, the two buildings were purchased at a yield much better than 9%. And we will see also in 2018 now the full rent income to improve our FFO and the margins. Strong asset management was always and is still the backbone of our company, which lead via improved leasing activity, getting lease rates up and increasing occupancy, resulted in 43 million euro revaluation gain of existing assets. The occupancy is still at 94%, despite we had a couple of completions on assets which are occupied less than 90%, but better performance on the existing portfolio made it possible that we could keep 94%, and this number is set to grow in the future as well. 132,000 square meter office and retail space were newly leased and renewed in 2017. This is a great number and also shows the ability to monetize our shopping and office space. Additional in-place NOI of 18 million euros annually. This is a change of 20% versus 2016. And this number is net of asset sales because we sold two shopping malls last year, which also produced income, but have been non-core in Bulgaria. The foundation of the accelerated future growth, of course, is our development pipeline. We have over 431,000 square meters in the development list, with 128,000 square meters under construction. And out of these 128,000 square meters, we will see a completion of 49,000 square meters still in 2018 and another 79,000 square meters to be completed in 2019. The biggest project here are Adam Mall in Belgrade and the last building of the Green Hub building in Belgrade, Advanced Business Center in Sofia, plus the first building at Matrix in Zagreb. On top of that, we are still working on getting building permits and intent to start the construction for another five projects in the next 12 months with a total of 128,400 square meters. And additional to that, we have another six projects in planning stage with 114,000 square meters. The property split per function and region on page 7 shows that with the completion of Galeria Północna last September, the share of investments, standing investments in Poland is now 58%. And so far, Poland was always our most important market, and we could even increase the volume in Poland, followed by Budapest with 14% share, Bucharest with 12%, Belgrade with 10%, and Zagreb with 6% of the gross asset value. Development under construction, we have now a share of 35% retail versus 65% office. And because of the big mall in Belgrade, which is under construction, Belgrade has now a bigger share of development. But we expect Budapest to catch up pretty soon during the summer when we will start another project and maybe a second one on top of the White House. Sofia and Zagreb, according to the market size, relatively small, but also expect to be very successful and contribute to the development profit and, of course, also to the FFO yield when the buildings will be completed. Office portfolio overview, we are showing here that our that 71% of our buildings are younger than 10 years, and we also have the same percentage, 71%, with green building certificates. We are also intending to improve the older buildings and upgrade them to be able to receive green building certificates as well. On the retail, we are exposed to three cities, Zagreb, Warsaw, and Częstochowa. Here, I think it's important to say that Częstochowa was one of the big contributors from revaluation gain and gaining value from the standing portfolio, since the property could pick up a lot on footfall and, most important, on turnover for tenants, which allows us to increase occupancy and rent income. And here we will see more positive news over the next 2 to 3 years, because we have about 40% of the lease agreements to be renewed, and we have already now a waiting list that tenants want to join the success of the Juraska Mall in Częstochowa, which of course will drive rental prices up. Property overview is not changed so much. Galeria Północna and Galeria Juraska, the two big shopping malls in Poland, are the biggest assets, unchanged to the last quarter. The rest is almost unchanged, and we can move to page 11, showing different key parameters of our portfolio. First box shows the WALT, weighted average lease term per country. Also here, and this is a kind of a controlling instrument to leasing activity, we show here that Hungary has a relatively short WALT with 2.3 years. And this was intentionally because we feel that Hungary, especially we are only in Budapest anyway, has a good potential of rent increase. So we are not doing early renewals without sense. We are waiting that the lease agreements coming close to an end, and then we renegotiate for higher rent. And we also see a little upside on rent to come in Serbia, Belgrade. We're having a quite average rent in Poland and Romania with 3.2, 3.4 years. On the retail side, of course, because of the new mall in Północna, we have a 5-year quite long WALT on retail, and in Croatia, average of 2.9 with usually 5-year lease agreements. So this is a constant task to renew with a little upside potentially on the retail side. Average yields by country is on the right side. Nothing special. It shows that there might be some potential on further yield compression. GLA per country, of course, Poland is the biggest, followed by Hungary, Serbia, Romania. And the same is for retail. Occupancy shows that Poland, and this is because of Aeropark and Północna, still needs improvement, and we are working on that, and we are quite sure that we will succeed to bring it also up to a number which is bigger than 90%. All our other countries, like Hungary at 98%, Serbia 97%, Romania 97%, are extremely well. And Croatia with 99% for the mixed use office and retail shows also that the product we offer there is quite good for the market conditions. One of the most important slides we have on page 13 is our development pipeline, investments under construction and under planning. We divided this table here in three sections, which is projects under construction. Then we have projects under planning stage, where we expect to start construction within the next 12 months. And we have another section where we show a couple of new projects which were not on the same table in the last couple of quarters. Since we are coming now closer to planning stage, where we expect permits also in the near future. But here we say that the construction start most likely will be in the next 12 to 18 months. As a summary here, we would like to point on the column with the total investment costs. So we say that in total, we will invest 977.3 million euros. And this is total investment cost, including all costs, land, construction, marketing, planning, and whatsoever. And with this total investment cost, all the projects shall deliver expected NOI of about 91.5 million euros. We are now, of course, thinking about potential completion deals, which is a bit, you know, difficult to look into the future. But what we did is we used some existing numbers from international consultants, and we say that the average yield for the product produced here would be somewhere around 6.5 to 6.7%, which gives approximately 15 times multiplier. So in rough calculations, we feel that the total gross asset value of all these developments will be around 1.5 billion euros. And if you deduct the costs, which are a little bit below a billion euro, it shows that there is a potential profit to be expected, development profit to be expected of about 500 plus million on this list. Everybody is, of course, welcome to have a look at our presentations of White House down to the twist. I think this can be done easily if there's questions on the Q&A session, and probably on the execution of the growth strategy, Erez will be happy to present what we wanted to show here in this graph.
So we are on page 17 on the presentation. This slide shows the investment that we made starting from 2015 until the end of 2017. We invested 582 million, which created additional value of 262 million. Moreover, I would say that we chose this year, 2015, because this was the point that we raised capital, 140 million. And in fact, until that point of capital raising, we could not perform this growth. However, thanks to the 140 million capital increase, additional value of 262 million was performed and increased the in-place annual rent to 110 NOI. So we see here two advantages. One is the fact that 140 million almost doubled themselves by value creation. The second is that the in-place rent is increased dramatically and will give us a recurring FFO, which will further propel the growth of the company. And I will elaborate on that later on as we continue. Another important fact to notice here is the purchase of completed assets. During 2015-16, we purchased over 220 million euro completed assets, whereas in 2017, the focus was on expenditure of investment property under development, construction in progress. We have two sources, two drivers for that, for the investment. It depends on market circumstances, but also depends on the opportunities where we see that we can maximize or optimize the return. And in 2017, definitely the focus was on development of projects from sites that we own and sites that we bought. The flagship project last year was Galeria Północna. This is a project where we invested 92, the value growth was 92 million euro during the year. Altogether, we invested 182 million over 2 years. And it shows again the magnitude of the projects under realization. Combine this slide with the previous slide that Thomas indicated about the investment property under construction, we can see that we have a very strong pillar that will boost the development NOI as well as profit going forward. On the next slide, page 18, we in fact present, after summarizing three successful years with the expansion strategy, we show what is our target for the coming period, horizon of 4 to 5 years in this case. And the target is somewhat similar to double the portfolio. When it comes to gross asset value, we increase it from 1.3 billion to 2 billion at the end of 17, which means 15% compounded average growth rate. When it comes to EPRA NAV, almost doubled from 0.6 to 1.1, this time 21% compounded growth rate. When it comes to FFO, I can say that we double, although this is 47 at the end of the year, but if we consider the fact that Galeria Północna and Artico office building performed only part of the year, I would say one quarter for Północna, if we add that, we see that, in fact, the FFO has been doubled. And going forward, the target for the FFO is to grow it over proportionally compared to the other indicators. And the reason is simple. The platform exists, the platform performs well, and the platform can generate with the same resources more growth and more value. Having said that, our policy regarding LTV is still to remain below the target, the threshold of 50%. We are at around 42%, and in the last year, I can say around 40 to 42%, we maintain it strictly. Given the growth of the company and given the performance in 2017, we decided to recommend to pay dividend. And our assumption is that going forward, under the same circumstances, positive market environment, growth performance, and FFO over proportionally growing, we are confident that we can offer the same dividend payout ratio. And of course, this year the dividend has been increased by 22% versus last year. We promised a double-digit dividend growth, and we delivered a very strong double-digit growth. In terms of the portfolio composition, we were asked also this morning about it. Sector and geographic portfolio focus is expected to remain broadly in line with the current portfolio, i.e. Poland is roughly 45-50%, whereas the rest of the countries will account for the remaining 50%. On page 20, we show several indicators and the effect of the record result, starting from the profit before tax, that increased by 51%. That's a significant increase thanks to the expansion momentum. EPRA NAV increased by 20%. FFO1 by 13%. Now the FFO1 seems to be lagging behind a little bit. However, it only indicates how big will be the growth going forward, because as I mentioned, the FFO is influenced by the timing of completion, and if the asset is completed during the year, especially during H2, the FFO full effect of it will take place in the following year. So it means that we are looking forward for a very successful 2018 as well. When it comes to earnings per share, for the naked eye, it looks that the earnings per share remain the same. However, we have to account for two factors. First, the number of shares has been increased during the year because some shareholders, I would say 70% of them, preferred new shares over dividend payment back in May, June last year. The second factor is that the earnings per share is accounting for profit after tax, and here we had in 2016 one-off positive effect, which was around 50 million. And therefore, if we neutralize that, if we look at it on a pre-tax effect, of course, the increase should be around 50%, similar to the pre-tax profit. EPRA NAV per share, the same explanation, increased by 17%, although the EPRA NAV itself by 20%. The 3% is more or less the dividend payout that was paid last year. Moving forward, I'm on page 21 of the presentation. We can see more key metrics such as the gross margin from rental activity that has been increased. Rental margin temporarily decreased. Again, the reason is attributed to Galeria Północna, where it's still in its penetration period, and we will see stabilization as we progress in time. EBITDA has been increased and supposed to increase further according to our plans, and definitely in the horizon of 4 or 5 years should double if we meet the targets. I will move forward to page 22. This is where we present the income statement. Here on the income statement, the first line, rental and service revenue, the increase is due to the acquisition of income generating assets as well as completion of some assets. The acquisition, mostly the most significant building was the BBC or Belgrade Business Center office, which we acquired, and here we acquired it from equity. We are right now in the middle of financing it. We got approval, and we will increase the FFO here to the region of 15% to 20%. Very good transaction from our point of view. Selling and the G&A expenses broadly remain in the same level, 14 million altogether, which shows that again the platform, the asset base has been increased while the platform remain unchanged. Profit from revaluation, 149 million, is attributed primarily to Galeria Północna, 92 million. And 24 million to Galeria Jurajska. Galeria Jurajska has been improved. Asset management was very efficient there. It's an example of how we took an asset and increased the rent, increased the all performance indicators, and therefore also the value has been increased. The one thing we have to remember here when it comes to the profit, we have several drivers of profit, and it is directly connected with the growth. When we talk about the first driver is the rental income. It is visible. We buy more assets, we complete assets, and the rental income increase. But there are other elements that are not so visible. One of them is, for example, the indexation. Just in January, we indexed the rent by approximately 1.5%, which means that if we take on a 100 million basis, just to use round numbers, we talk about additional 1.5 million to the income. But when we apply the yield on that, of course we get a factor of, let's say, 15. So it means we talk about 15 to 20 million value increase just because of indexation. Another element that is not considered, and we start to see it visible more and more, is the fact that the low yield, low interest rate environment is supporting reduction in yields. And here in the context of our targets, assuming that there will be yield compression, again, just using round numbers, let's assume it will be 0.6% over 6.5% yield. So we talk about 10% additional boost that can come or may come from yield compression. Obviously, when we look at the income statement or when we look at the IPUC, we do not consider that. But these are, I would say, side drivers that can boost the profit further when we look at the company as a whole rather than break it to pieces of executional activities. Another important factor on the income statement is the financial expenses. Here we can see that they remain the same. In the further slides, I will ask maybe to jump for a second to the financial slides on page 24-25. Here we can see how the average interest rate has been declined since 2014 to 2017. From 4.3 to 2.8. So that's 1.5% saving on average. If we take a loan portfolio of 1 million, you can make the calculation how much contribution this can make to the FFO. At the same time, when we look at the LTV, in the last 3 years, the LTV has been stabilized at around the range 39 to 42%. While on the page 25 at the bottom left, we can see the chart that describes the short and long-term finance, which increased from 739 million to over 1 billion, meaning it's about 40% increase, while the interest rate decline. That's another pillar that supports the growth of the company, and we plan to maintain it. We still have in our loan portfolio some loans, zloty denominated loans, that pay high margin in the range of 5.5%, maybe more. While today we can raise bond finance, the last one that we raised in the last 3 months was anything between 3.5 to 3.7%. So that's additional savings and improvement in the average interest rate of the company. On page 23, we present the balance sheet. Given that we elaborated on the investment property, I'd like to focus on one important item, and this is the cash and cash equivalent. Here we have 149 million. This is already for the second year. That gives us a lot of execution power that supports acquisitions of completed assets, where we can come immediately with equity and secure good deals and perform a better closing performance than our competitors. We can use it also to obtain better loans, because when we buy assets or when we are able to repay a loan and obtain new loan on asset that is not pledged, that's much easier, and we can achieve better condition, not just the interest margin, but other conditions that increase our competitive edge in the market. In terms of the financing structure, it remains unchanged. What has changed in the last year is our policy towards hedging. If in the last 3 years we opened exposure to the declining interest rate, nowadays looking at the curve, despite the fact that the curve is still low, I would say within 2-3 years we start to see indication for potential increase in the interest rate. And therefore, we are moving ahead and hedging. We are now 90% hedged, which gives us the advantage. It's hedged through cap. So on one hand, we are protected. On the other hand, as long as the interest rate is not increasing, we will still benefit from the low interest rate, which is for us a key element in the FFO and, of course, in the valuation of the company. Going ahead to the cash flow, the cash flow here, the cash flow report summarizes the activity of the company in 2017, as well as we can see the trend versus 2016. First of all, the cash from operating activities has been increased. It's a positive cash, 53 million. 3-4 years ago, we did not have this this luxury, I would say. Today, we see positive increasing streams, which with the propelled growth should increase going forward. When we look at the investment activity, 234 million, more or less in the level of last year, but this also should increase and or will increase when we execute, in fact, when we see the opportunities and the strong pipeline which Thomas presented earlier. And finally, the finance activity. Here we can see that the proceeds from long-term borrowing were 258 million, while repayment of long-term borrowing, chiefly the bonds, 129 million. So the volumes are increasing, the indicators are improved, and we ended up the year with 150 million. I should say we started 2018 with 150 million, which is a big advantage, big luxury to be in when you want to execute so strong growth performance. This led us also to recommend dividend in accordance with the dividend policy that we announced last year. The amount is 33 groshi per share, 22% increase versus last year, and we intend also to offer our shareholders or recommend that shareholders will accept the possibility to get the dividend in shares instead of cash, so that those that would like to benefit from continuous growth will be able to do it in the same mechanism as we've done last year. That concludes the part of the presentation, and now I will ask the operator to open the stage for Q&A.
Thank you. For the participants over the phone line, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and the number 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To cancel your request, you may press the hash key. Once again, that's star and the number 1 on your telephone. Once again, to ask a question, you may press star 1. No questions coming in as of this moment, sir. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody, and we will be happy to talk to you in May. Bye.
Thank you. That concludes our conference for today. You may all disconnect. Thank you all for participating.